This is take four with Mr. Ezra Wittenberg in West Union for the Upper Piedmont Black Heritage Study. This is Yolanda Harrell. Mr. Wittenberg, you were telling me about your college wardrobe when you went to college. You had just finished telling me what you had.
Uh-huh.
And how difficult it was for you.
All right, yeah. After I paid the money that my daddy gave me.
Uh-huh.
After I paid my transportation on the train.
Uh-huh.
And the taxi service to get my stuff to the campus.
Yes, sir.
From the railroad station. I had $2 in my hand.
Uh-huh.
Chief. I went in the president's office and laid it on his desk and told him that's what I had. Hey, but I wanted to go to school.
Right.
And he's bad to not call you by his name, buddy. You can do that here. If you want. If you don't mind working. I said, that's all I've been doing all my life.
Mm.
Morris College was a mile and a half from the post office downtown. It was in fact, the college itself at that time was outside of the city limit.
Uh-huh.
Of Sumter.
Uh-huh.
On Highway 915,
mm-hmm.
going towards Bishopville,
uh-huh.
out of Sumter, going east.
Right.
Morris College is a mile and a half from the post office. See, they didn't bring mail out there. Yeah, in fact, they had a post office box that they had, one of them big at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You know them big ones they had?
Right.
Because of the volume of mail was going in and out to college. East told me, he said, I got a job fit that it's not anything easy now. You are the carrier. He had the mail bags, see.
Mm-hmm.
All the mail that came to the college, they come, oh, that's another friend.
Okay.
Family history and all that.
You would tell me about how you had to, what you had to do in college?
All right, now,
uh-huh.
I had to walk.
Okay.
See, three times a day.
Uh-huh.
See. First thing in the morning, I'd get up 5 o'clock. See, I'd go to the post office. They'd have this mail in this big box in a mail bag. See,
uh-huh.
I had a key to it. I'd walk down to something. Winter, rain, shine, sleet, or snow. Get that mail bag on my shoulder and walk back. See.
Mm.
I wrote home, they didn't have a telephone connection, and told my daddy what I was doing. My daddy bought me a bicycle, see,
mm-hmm.
and sent it down there by on the train. See. I did that from 1923 to 1926.
Hmm.
And I changed my last year there. I was on night watchman,
mm-hmm.
from 10 o'clock to 3.
Hmm.
Walked the campus, checked buildings, things like that. You know what, security
person. Yeah, security person, yeah.
I was there. See, that's what I did the last year I was there.
Okay.
See, then I transferred then and went to State College. You have that already.
Yeah. No, let's put it on there for the record. You went
all
to
right.
State College?
I went to State College.
Okay.
See? Well, there, my dad didn't have anybody in college at that time.
Okay.
And he was able to kind of help me to pay the tuition at State College.
Okay.
Part of it. See?
Yeah.
And I worked part of it.
And where is State College located?
In Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Okay.
South Carolina State.
Mm-hmm.
I worked part of it. My daddy furnished a part. I had mm-hmm. worked the other part out. All right. Now, just hold a minute.
Sure. The State College is a junior. Now, did you graduate from
there? I sophomore class.
At Morris.
Morris.
Okay.
And when I went to State College, I was a junior.
Right.
See, I changed my major.
Okay.
From education to agriculture.
Right.
See, and my degree his B.S. in agriculture from South Carolina State.
Okay.
Not an A.B. in education.
Right, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking about who else in your family went to college. Did Preston get to go to college? Did he go?
Yeah, he went 1 year and he quit.
What about John D.?
No, John D. didn't go. He went in the Army and spent about 31 years.
Oh, he did. And what about William?
William went to the Army, but he didn't stay there for about... He didn't stay in the Army about 4 years.
Okay.
See.
And how about A.J.?
He came back.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
And he went to work as a butler for Dr. Bates.
Oh, okay.
Who was at that time the head of the Greenville Hospital.
Oh, uh-huh.
See.
Uh-huh.
He worked for him as a butler and, or whatever you call it. See. And chauffeur.
Right.
See.
Talk this
he
way.
He chauffeured for Dr. Bates.
Uh-huh.
And also did his butler work.
Right.
See.
Uh-huh. How about A. Jonas? Did he go to college?
A. Jonas didn't go to college.
And Geneva?
A. Jonas
uh-huh.
had a lung infection.
Oh.
By the time he would be qualified to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we were going to lose him.
Oh.
He's a tuberculosis. He had tuberculosis.
He had tuberculosis. Okay.
And just so happened back then, they got it, and he's still walking around.
Fine.
He's not affected by it. But here, about 4 years ago, he had a stroke.
Oh.
See?
Uh-huh.
Paralyzed his right side.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Now he doesn't drive a car now nowhere but right around at the store or the church of Van Rana. He doesn't drive in the country anymore.
Right.
He said his reflexes are such, he knows Greenville there.
Right.
Because he's been driving in Greenville ever since he was old teenager.
Yeah.
See? And so he knows, you know, those places. And I was talking to him here the past week. I was telling him that I had restricted my driving. See?
Right.
And he said he'd been like that ever since he had that stroke. See? And he hadn't been to visit me, and I just wondered why. See?
Mm-hmm.
So he told me the reason why he didn't come to visit me. Before I went in the hospital, at least once a month, I'd go to Greenville and go to a round of all my relatives over there, see?
Uh-huh.
And none of them ever did come this way, see? But I was faithful. I was that way, that's the reason, one of the reasons I had that record. And I'd been over there to visit them on that same day.
Right.
I had that record.
What about Geneva? You said that your daddy wanted you to put her through school.
Yeah, but and you know, I told you that Geneva, after she finished Beatty Academy, she got married.
Oh, that's right. That's been covered. Yeah, okay. Did your family have books at home? Did your family have books at home when you were little?
Oh, yeah.
They did. What kind of
books?
I've
been reading the Greenville News all my life.
Okay, so you did have newspapers, too.
Newspaper. We had Progressive Farmer.
Uh-huh.
With the
magazines, right. Uh-huh.
That we had, and as long as my father lived, and I did up until... Yeah, maybe a couple of years ago, I didn't quit the stipend for it.
And what kind of books did you have besides the Bible?
Oh, we had different little books that was available that time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just tell
for
sure what they were, but we did have books to read. And all right.
Go ahead. Tell me about the books.
No, that's all. There were about other what I was thinking. So I don't think it'd be relevant.
Okay. Did your teachers ever talk about Black history?
Yes. First black history book of any note was published by one of the professors at Howard University, Carter D. Woodson.
Uh-huh.
And that book, I have a copy of that back, or another in my dean. And
uh-huh.
I have a copy of it in there.
Hmm.
It was important. It told much about Negro slavery.
Right.
And emancipation. Some conditions since emancipation that the Negroes were subjected to.
But when you were little, though.
Oh, no, there.
Back then, you didn't hear about
it. That's modern.
Yeah, I'm talking about before 1920, did you hear much black history in school? Before 1920, did you hear much black history in school?
It wasn't even known as I knew it.
Right. Yeah. And so you didn't talk about famous black men or women
or anything like that?
Well,
nothing but little family stuff. That's the only connection we had.
We talked earlier about white schools being different from black schools and the length of time. You said they went 7 months, you went 3 months. What were some of the other differences?
Huh?
What were some of the other differences?
Well, the other difference I think I've explained.
Oh.
That in order that the children wouldn't meet on the road.
Oh, yeah, you told me that one. No. Okay. Anything else, like books or...
Like what?
Books or tablets.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
In the Negro schools, he experienced this, I know. When white folk got through using it.
Mm-hmm.
We had, that's what we used.
Yeah, that's, I've heard that, right.
Well, I went through the same thing.
Yeah, right.
He did too.
Do you remember any educational groups or organizations in the community?
Back at that time, uh-huh. Not as an organization.
Right, right.
It was loose thing,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were interested in it and they were talking about it, but they didn't have an organization to back up to do a unified job.
Right, it wasn't really organized.
There wasn't no organization to it. But like his parents and my parents, they were interested in it.
Sure.
And they would discuss it among themselves.
Yeah. See?
And they would make this provision about this providing certain things for their people.
Right. See? When you were young, what kind of organizations did your older relatives belong to? Did they have any
nothing
fraternal
but the
things?
Church.
Uh-huh. The church mostly?
Oh, now, you remember the Working Benevolent Society I told you
yeah.
about? Now, that was one. The Art Fellows. And, what is that thing that... I forgot what they called the ladies. They had both men and women.
Oh, I see.
I remember because my daddy was a high office holder in the Art Fellows in the state.
Uh-huh.
See? But my mother was just a member of her side.
I see.
I mean, his parents the same way.
Yeah, yeah. Did they have sewing clubs back then?
Yes.
Okay.
They had quiltings.
Quiltings, uh-huh. Did the women work on quilts then
yeah,
and meet?
Yeah.
How often would they meet?
Well, they didn't have any schedule particular. I don't know if they did, I can't
yeah.
say. They just get together
Who were some of the leaders of some of your groups? Do you remember any of their names?
Well, there were Fellow Swinney, as I'm telling you about, Evans.
Uh-huh.
Their first name, maybe I can't bring for danger, or just a general run of, you know,
uh-huh. okay.
of names.
Did any of these groups do anything for the community? I know the Benevolent Group did, but did any of the other groups do anything for the
well,
community?
Well, that's like if a person had, we were farmers, see?
Mm-hmm.
Suppose he had sickness during the cultivation season.
Right.
Certain ones would get together and work that person's farm.
Oh, uh-huh.
See? Is that right, Wallace?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Okay. Do you know if any members of your family voted in the 19th century?
No, I don't.
Okay. Who was the first member of your family to vote?
My daddy.
Your daddy was the first one.
Back before, long before, he had what is called a Republican Party.
Uh-huh.
See, you know, an old man, Talbot, from 96,
mm-hmm.
was the head man of it.
Uh-huh.
See, and every presidential election year, they'd get together,
uh-huh.
see, and they voted Republican.
Oh, I see. Did older members of your family ever talk about voting? Did they talk about
we
who they
wanted
voted
to.
For? Uh-huh.
See, we wanted to. We wanted
right.
to join the Democrat Party, but we refused.
Oh, you couldn't join the Democrat
no,
Party. That's why you voted
no,
in the
not
other.
Not until this whole thing.
Right. Do you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War?
Yeah, my granddad.
That's grandma. Right. Mm-hmm. Your granddad and your grandma were.
On
you
both
told me
sides.
That. Right. Okay. And once the war was over, do you know if there were any differences between colored people who had been slaves and those who were free persons of color
no,
before the war?
No, I couldn't give you any information
that.
On that.
Right. What did your older relatives tell you about the way white people treated blacks? Did they ever say anything
I
about
think
that?
I related somewhat to that by my grandfather on my mother's side.
Right.
You know the condition I told you about this railroad thing.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah, that
I don't,
was really
I think
hard.
That ought to cover
that,
the whole
that ought to
thing.
Cover that, yes, sir. Did your older relatives ever warn you about white people?
Never.
They didn't, huh? Hmm.
What didn't. I'm talking about, you know. No, not, no.
They teach you
what I'm talking about, uh-huh. you talking about relative to my grand...
Yeah, your grandfather
oh,
or your,
no, it didn't.
Yeah, they
it
did.
Didn't. If
uh-huh.
it did, I was too young to remember.
Oh, okay.
See.
Did they ever tell you stories to tell you to be careful?
Well, they
white
told
people?
Us how about their experiences
mm-hmm.
in life.
Mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
That I was so much better than what they came to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were about off.
I remember that.
Right.
That you living in a. Wait, I got to turn around.
Okay.
Now, where were we?
I was asking if you heard stories that teach you to be careful around white people or anything like that.
My parents did.
Uh-huh. They did.
Yeah.
What did they say? What did they tell you?
Well, they would take certain incidents that would happen to black people.
Mm-hmm.
And relate it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think I told you this about some of the part of my history that my upbringing.
Uh-huh.
This is already on tape somewhere. But I vividly remember telling you this.
Uh-huh.
I haven't worn a hat since I was about 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
See, I think I told you. You remember that?
No, I don't remember. Why don't you?
Well, then I know it's on another tape.
Okay.
But I want you to remember this.
Okay.
If a white man passed you and you didn't tip your hat,
uh-huh.
See,
uh-huh.
If he was headed. Most of the time, now these guys I'm gonna let that be in there because that's
sure,
the way I consider.
Put exactly what happened to you, Mr.
You see, as it was to me then.
Sure.
See?
Yes, sir.
They were just guys.
Right.
Like these big farmers, you know.
Right.
They had their horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
see.
Right.
And they had a whip that had a little socket up to the front
yeah.
of the, on
mm-hmm.
the dashboard.
Right.
Where they had a whip.
Mm-hmm.
He'd get out and beat you
mm.
if you didn't tip your hat.
Yeah, you had to tip that hand, right?
Our farm butted the road, the main road, see?
Uh-huh.
If he was passing there and I'm at that end turning around,
mm-hmm.
see, I'm flying a mule by
mm-hmm.
walking, flying a mule. If he passed along there and I didn't tip my hat,
mm-hmm.
he might would get out there and give me a strapping.
Mm.
If
right.
he was so desired.
Right.
And nothing said about it.
Mm-hmm. No, nothing was done then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They not even said about it. And so I developed one for one, those tears, because I might fall over. They're going to be hard because those tears I had set around.
Do you remember hearing about any lynchings when you were growing
plenty
up?
Plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of them.
Mm-hmm. What did people say about them?
Well, we just lived in fear of it.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing we could do about it.
Right.
Go down on the front, darling, y'all.
Did you think that black people treated by the law were when you...
Wasn't no such law here.
There wasn't law.
The white man was the law.
Uh-huh. Right.
In his eyes, it was the law.
Right. Was there anyone particular lynching or anything that you remembered? Because I sort of...
Nobody in my particular... What I heard
mm-hmm.
the lynching about was a... Wasn't anywhere near Rodney.
Near you, okay. How did married couples in your family treat each other? Was one person the boss, or were the relationships equal?
What's that?
Was one person the boss, or were the relationships
equal? Well, I'll tell you, that particular thing is just about like it is now. Some, where they cooperated, some tried to one be the boss over the other one. It's
mm-hmm.
like they were the kid, and you understand.
Right. Okay, we were talking about if someone was the boss or if the relationships were equal.
Well,
in the family.
It's just about like now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd break up and there wasn't no such thing as divorce, you
mm-hmm.
know, but they just quit and maybe they shacked the rest of their mm-hmm. lives. Some of them never get back together.
Mm-hmm.
And they would maybe get split up and then make up and all like that. Just about like how society is now.
Was your father the boss in your family, or your mother?
He was head of the house.
He was head of the house.
And they worked cooperatively.
They worked together.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Now, you couldn't play one against the other.
Right. They would agree on the children.
They would agree. They would agree. They set up principles of ruling their house.
Right.
And both of them stuck to it.
Good. Do you remember any of your older relatives talking about black women who had relationships with white men or anything like
yes,
that?
Yes,
did they? Well, do you know what they said or what kinds of relationships?
Well, I'm talking about, you know, just about like it is now, you know,
mm-hmm.
a white man would have a black concubine, that's what we call
yeah.
it.
Uh-huh.
See?
Right. And how did your relatives feel about these relationships?
We didn't care. Well, you know, you're just about like I feel now.
Yeah. Didn't care for it, right? I don't care
well,
for
I'll
it
tell
as
you.
Well.
I,
anybody
I,
that, you know, committing adultery or whatever.
Huh? anybody that right. want to live a different moral life
yeah.
would don't approve of that kind of stuff. See,
right, right.
Me or you, I don't care what race it is, I don't
right.
believe they'd approve of it.
That's
see,
right.
race doesn't have anything to do with
That's
it.
Right.
It's a life principle, see?
Yes, sir.
All right, now I want to relate something relative to some schoolmates that it just takes us just a little bit.
Sure.
I had some, when I went to State College,
mm-hmm.
there was a group of girls that were about three.
Mm-hmm.
There were three little girls coming to state.
Mm-hmm.
They were named Taggarts, and a white man on a big plantation that they were red on
mm-hmm.
was named Taggart,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
He owned his children. He put them in college,
mm-hmm.
see?
Yes, sir.
He didn't have a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, I understand, I don't know, he lived down there in the lower part of Orangeburg County.
Uh-huh.
And he had about six children by this black woman.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
She was his cook.
Oh, okay.
He was a bachelor.
Ah.
See?
Uh-huh.
They didn't live in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
She had her quarters in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Yeah.
And where there were three girls there, was in college there when I was there, that he was educating.
Oh, he was sending them to school?
Yeah, he was unpaid
very
for
good.
It. He's one of you down there in Abbeville. What did I say?
Abbeville?
What I'm talking about, did I name a county where they were from?
I don't remember if you did.
McCormick County.
McCormick County, okay.
And he would tell me that he would go to Abbeville County.
Was Abbeville?
Because he would come to Abbeville, come to the county, and ride his horse.
Mm.
And if he wanted to go to a store on the sidewalk, he'd just ride his horse up to the door and call them what they want. They'd bring it out there and give it to him on the horse. That's how the power he had.
Yeah, lots of power, huh? When you were growing up, did black people treat mulattoes any differently?
Well, they always had affliction.
Mm-hmm.
I said that.
Yeah.
Because we had certain ones that... Let's say we had one church there, if you couldn't belong to it unless you were mulatto.
Mm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Did white people treat them any differently?
That's what I don't know.
Mm. Hold on just a minute. Were you ever aware of people who passed for white?
Hmm?
Were you ever aware of people who passed
like
for
what?
White?
Like what?
For white. Pretended they were white.
You were talking to these mulatto people.
They tried. Uh-huh.
I tell you what, my second brother,
uh-huh.
and a mulatto
uh-huh.
buddy here,
uh-huh.
she went in a restaurant
uh-huh.
down on Pendleton Street in Green.
Uh-huh.
She had sat down. The waiter came around and wanted to know, the man, wanted to know what they ordered, you know.
Yeah, right, what you...
The mulatto ordered fish, I believe, see?
Uh-huh.
My brother ordered two beef and rice.
Uh-huh.
You know what he said to me?
What?
Get out of here, see you nigga.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. So the mulatto did pay.
He said, I serve you, but you get out of here.
Oh. Mm.
Because he was a mulatto, you see.
Yeah. Mm.
Because some of his race and blood was in this guy.
Yeah.
But he didn't figure any was in that black man.
My goodness. How about Indians? Were there any Indians around so that
No Indians. I don't recall of any Indians. The only time I'd see Indians
mm-hmm.
would be to the little fair, what we call fairs.
Right. Right.
And they would come along with a little carnival or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first experience seeing
right.
anything.
Right.
See.
Now, you were raised down in the Reedy Fork area, so I don't
yeah.
know if this question is relevant. Did you all ever go to Greenville or Anderson?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
What would be the reasons for those trips when you were
Well, young? Things that we couldn't get at these other little places,
uh-huh.
like clothing, especially dress clothes, see.
Right.
Things like that. These other little towns didn't have.
So we need to go to get
all of our dress clothes
yeah.
that we bought at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
What kind of celebrations were held in black communities back then?
Well, we'd have, 4th of July, we'd have a big blowout, and maybe two or three other times when we'd have a baseball game during the lay-by time, we called it, between cultivating the crop and our gathering.
Did you have any parades?
No, we didn't go in. That's a parade. Well, maybe we might have had little incidents there where we and the community would get together and maybe have little parties and things like that.
Oh, nice.
Things like that, you know.
Did you celebrate the July 4th? Or?
Yeah, we celebrated July 4th just like everybody else.
Oh, you did. What holidays were important then? July 4th?
July 4th. First day of the year, Christmas, and Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. How did you celebrate Christmas?
Just to Abbott, I mean, not to extent that. That's about what people do now.
Did you have Santa Claus?
Yeah, we had Santa Claus.
What did he bring you?
Well, some kind of little token of a toy or something like that. Most of what would bring us would be fruit, such as oranges and bananas and things. That's about the only time we got to eat any. That's about the stuff, unless we got oranges down there. That was the only time.
Right.
Because that was the only time they were in season. That's the only time they were in the community as a part of stock of a show, just Christmas time. See?
Did you ever give gifts to each other, Christmas gifts?
Yeah, we give maybe a pocket handkerchief.
I was going to ask you what kind. Some little token, huh?
Yeah, that's a token, what we call a token now.
Yeah, right. Did you celebrate birthdays and anniversaries?
We know, not anniversaries, but birthdays. We'd have a little birthday
party. Did you give gifts? Oh, you had little parties.
We'd have little parties, just private parties.
Did you have a cake, or did you have gifts? Did you have a cake?
We had cake.
And did you have do you remember hot suppers back when you were young?
What's that?
Hot suppers. Do you remember that?
Yeah, boy, they were good.
What were they like? What was a hot supper like?
Well, they'd have a man picking a guitar, you know, and we get out there and cut the book. All like that. They'd have those sorts of dance.
And then you have served food that they and serve food then?
Well, we just little things, not much food to it, you know.
Huh.
You know.
What about cakewalks? Did you have a cakewalk?
No, I don't remember.
Do you remember that?
Just heard about that.
Yeah. Or auctions.
Auction?
Yeah. Auctioning off cakes or
We had those. That's one of the main activities that the churches and associations that raise money to operate these schools. See?
That was something that they always held.
They always held those things, you know, and people would give things and they'd sell it and they'd take that money, you see, and put it in the treasury, and that would be to support their school program. That's where we got a lot of our money like that.
From those
particular things.
Huh.
And operate the school.
Sure, that's good. Do you see black life here in West Union? Or where you grew up is any different from any of the surrounding areas?
Well, I mean, they're about the same.
You think it's about the same?
I don't think there's too much difference.
Hmm.
Because I couldn't, I wasn't old enough to really register that in my mind.
Right.
You understand? And therefore, I just presumed that our community was just the average of the whole spectrum of things.
Hmm. What were some of your mother's prized possessions? If you had to name something she really prized, what would you?
Well, I tell you, my mother was just like quilts. Now she believed in those things, and boy, the first one that anybody knew anything about, she quilted one. You call a sunflower.
Sounds beautiful.
And got the colors of a sunflower leaf.
Oh, yeah.
And cut it in little strips about like that.
Little small strips.
Not small strips, but it was a kind of a diamond shape on both ends.
Oh, okay.
You get the picture.
Yes, sir.
Now, those are the little patterns that she put that quilt together with.
Right.
She'd buy the cloth, the different colors, and she'd cut these little things out. Then she'd match them around, and just like a sunflower.
Sounds so pretty.
And I think the size of them, we could get three on each side. And each one, it would meet, a circle,
Yeah, it would meet.
And just have that little open part. She'd have the other baseline on it.
Right.
And that's the only way you could see the baseline.
Uh-huh.
It's outside of the part that these flowers didn't cover.
Mm-hmm.
And she took first prize at our fair on that.
She did. That's wonderful. That's really
And after
nice.
That, I don't know how many different women
didn't
come to her and let her teach them how to do it.
How to make the sunflower pattern.
The sunflower pattern quilt.
Mm. Sounds beautiful. Mm-hmm. How about your father? What were his prize possessions?
His prize was building houses.
That was a big prize to him, just to build a house.
Yeah, and I'm talking about the artistically as far as...
His pride was the artistic ability that he had.
He had, and what he would demonstrate in constructing
this
house.
Right.
See,
I understand. Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Was there an adult, was there a person that you most admired when you were a child?
Well, there was some few that I had special, but I'm afraid to start naming them because I hadn't thought about it. I hadn't even thought about that. I'd have to have some time to think on that.
Yeah. There's no special one that you can think of right now? How about someone you especially liked? It's a little different than admiring. Is there one special
Well,
person
one
liked?
Was my teacher.
Mm-hmm. Which teacher was that?
Dr. Bernie Sullivan.
Oh.